makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in 3 million American homes, present your favorite radio friends, Lum and Abner. In some countries, dawn is fixed at the exact moment when a man can first distinguish between a black thread and a white one. But for a lot of people, dawn seems to be that time when, after hours of tossing and turning, you finally fall into an exhausted sleep. Well, anytime you have trouble getting to sleep, there must be something wrong. And that something may be coffee. For although many people can drink coffee without being kept awake, many others should never touch it. So if you suspect that coffee may be robbing you of a full night's sleep, why not switch to Postum? For Postum contains no caffeine or any other stimulant that could possibly cause sleeplessness. And I'll wager that once you've tasted Postum's mellow, full-bodied, satisfying flavor, you'll be drinking Postum with all your meals, and late at night, too. So buy Postum from your grocer tomorrow. You can get it in two convenient forms: Postum cereal, the drink you make by boiling or percolating, and Instant Postum, made instantly in the cup. And when you stop to think that Postum costs less than most other mealtime drinks, less than 1/2 cent a cup, isn't that an amazingly small price to pay for better rest if coffee's been keeping you awake? Make a note now to order Postum first thing tomorrow. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Last week, Lum received a letter from a firm of attorneys informing him that they believed him to be an heir of one Samuel Edwards, who left a large estate in England which as yet hadn't been divided. Last Wednesday, he received another letter from them, offering to handle the case for him, but demanding a $500 retainer fee in advance. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner down at their Jot 'em Down store discussing ways and means of raising the $500. Listen.
Well, I've got to get the $500 some way or other. I ain't going to sit back and let no little amount like that keep me from inheriting my part of that fortune in England.
Well, I'd like to see you get it too, Lum, but I don't think we ought to sell the store here, though.
Well, how else am I going to raise it, then?
Well, I thought you was going to sell that place of yours over there.
I have been trying to put that advertisement in the paper, but nobody ain't tried to buy it yet.
Well, can't you borrow some money on it?
I don't know where. I was in at the county seat yesterday, and the bank in there said they ain't loaning no money on property right now.
Ain't, huh?
No.
Well, I hate to stand in your way, Lum, but this store's the only way I got of making a living.
Well, we've got the matrimonial bureau, ain't we? We've been doing pretty good with that.
Yeah, but we don't know how long that's going to last. Long as we got the store here, why, we know we can eat.
Well, that matrimonial business is bound to pick up, Abner. June ought to be the best month we've had yet.
June?
Yeah, that's when romance is in the air and all that stuff. June bugs, or June brides and stuff.
Oh.
We can sell the store, and then you can move the matrimonial business over there at your house. All you need is just a place to write letters. And while I'm going to England, you can keep all the money the matrimonial business takes in for yourself.
Well, how about Squire Skimp? He gets a third of it.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Yeah, that's the worst deal we ever made, too, is when we taken him in as a third partner.
I know it.
He ain't did one lick of work, and still he gets a third of all the profits.
But that'll leave you 2/3 of the money. I don't care about myself, for quick as I get over there and they divide up that fortune, I'll have all the money I'll need anyway.
Oh, yeah, sure. It'll be all right for you, yeah.
Tell you what I'll do. If you agree to sell the store so as I can get enough money to pay them lawyers at $500 containers fees and buy my ticket to England, when I come back with that fortune, I'll buy a store twice as big as this one and just give it to you. Make you the biggest mercantile they are in the county. How does that sound?
Well, now, supposing you get over there, though, and find out that you ain't kin to whoever it was that left all that money.
Oh, well, ain't no chance of that happening. The more I study about it, the positiver I am that I'm it all right. Ever since I got that letter, I can tell I'm a full-blooded Englishman, all right.
Well?
Fee-fi-fo fum. I smell the blood of a English... No, that won't work.
Huh?
Nothing. I was just trying out something there, but it never... Nothing.
Well, what'd you say, then?
I just said fee-fi-fo-fum.
Is that the way them Englands talk?
I don't know. I ain't found out yet how they do talk.
Well, if they talk like that, you better find out before you get over, I'll tell you that. You never will know what they're talking about.
It oughtn't to be hard for me to learn to talk English, or to come natural for me. Sort of inherit me being a full-blooded one.
Yeah, if you air one.
Well, them lawyers wouldn't have wrote back over here and offered to take the case for one-third of what I get out of it if they hadn't have been pretty sure I'm an ancestor to that Samuel Edwards that left all the money.
I thought they was charging you $500.
The $500 is just a container's fee. Just a sort of a guarantee that I'll let them handle it for me. Shows my good faith.
Doggett, I wish we could get folks around here to trade at the store that way. Come down here and pay us in advance just to prove they're going to buy their groceries from us.
Hey, Grannies, wait a minute now. You might have a good idea there. We might start charging one of them container's fees here at the store. That is, if we wasn't going to sell the store, we could do that.
Well, now, we ain't going to sell it, Lum. I'll tell you that right now. You may as well just get the idea plumb out of your head.
Well, I've got just as much say-so about it as you have, Abner. I've got a half interest in it.
Yeah, and I've got a half interest, too.
That's right, Ann.
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute. Here comes Squire Skimp. Maybe he's got some ideas where I can raise some money. Might can borrow some from him.
Well, now, you better not go borrow no money from Squire, Lum. We've had dealings with him before. He's been trying to get an interest in this store for years, and if he ever got a mortgage against it, he'd foreclose on it just as sure as the world.
I ain't gonna give him no mortgage on the store. I just said I might can borrow some money from him.
Yeah, well, now, you take my advice and stay just as far away from Squire Skimp as you can. I know him. I wouldn't get mixed up in no more business dealings with him for no amount of money.
Wait a minute, Abner. Mind out what you're saying.
That old skin flint.
Wait a minute. Come in, Squire.
Well, good afternoon, good afternoon. How are my old friends today?
No, tolerably well, I reckon. Come on back. Proud to see you. Here, take this chair.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Lum. Thank you. How are you today, Abner?
Oh, all right, I reckon.
Granny Squire, you're just the man I want to see. I got a business proposition for you.
Well, good, Lum. I'm always open to anything that sounds good, you know that.
Yeah, well, I've got a deal where you can double your money.
Well?
I got a letter the other day from some lawyers in New York saying that on account of my name being Edwards, that they thought I must be kin to a feller over in England named Samuel Edwards that left a lot of money.
Yes, Grandpappy Spears was telling me about that, Lum, and I want to offer you my congratulations, too.
Well, thank you, Squire.
Glad to hear it.
Well, of course, I ain't got the money yet, but all I got to do is prove that I'm a relay to his, and that oughtn't to be no trouble for... Granny's, Edwards has always been an English name. There's been the King Edwardses and all them.
Yes, I know, Lum, yes. It's a name that's well known in that country.
Well, yes. I'll prove it to them, Grannies, if I have to take it to the Supreme Court.
Well, I hope so, Lum. I hope you do, yes.
Well, the whole thing that's standing in the way right now is that I've got to raise a little money before I get my part of the fortune. Gonna need about $1,000 altogether, I think. Of course, when I get all this
Well,
money...
now, just a minute now, Lum. I'm not in the loaning business. Is that what you're leading up to there?
Wait a minute, Squire. Here comes Cedric Weehunt. Don't say nothing in front of him. He'll have it all over.
Well, come in, Cedric.
Yeah, let's go on back to the feed room, Squire, where we can talk privately.
Yes, I will, Lum. I think maybe now that I might have a suggestion, Lum, where we might be able
Mr.
to...
Mr. Lum, I wanted to see if you had time.
Well, not right now, Cedric. I'm busy with Squire. I'll see you after a while.
Yeah, come on, Cedric. Sit down. He'll be done in a few minutes there, I hope. Him and Squire's talking business of some kind.
Yes, Mom.
I just hope he don't get mixed up with no dealings with that Squire. I'm getting to where I hate and despise that feller. Wouldn't trust him as far as I can tote a piney.
Well, Mr. Lum was going to English. That's what I wanted to come over to see him about. If he's going to get all that money, he might need somebody to carry suitcases for him, such as that, and valises, and handbags.
Yeah. Well, now, I wouldn't count too much about that, Cedric. He ain't for sure yet that he's a feller they're looking for. He's got to prove it, you know.
Prove it to who?
Well, I don't know, but he said a while ago that he's going to do it. He had to take it to the Supreme Court.
Yes, Mom. What's that?
Supreme Court? Don't you know what that is?
No, reckon not.
For the land sakes. Why, it's, you know what a Justice of the Peace Court is, don't you, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. Like Mr. Lum?
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing, or that is, when you get sent to the penitentiary and you don't want to go, why, well, you carry it to the Supreme Court.
Carry what?
Carry the, I don't know, but, I know they ought to say that they're going to carry something to them, just carry it in there to them, I reckon.
Yes, Mom.
See, there's a whole bunch of them justices there. They're justice of the pieces, I reckon, there.
Pieces of what?
Well, like Lum, he's a justice of the peace, and then there's one of them, he's a chief justice.
Oh, they're Indians, huh?
No.
Well, who's the chief?
Well, he's
a... Indian?
No, I don't... Well, he might be. I wouldn't say for sure. I know I've heard them call him that he's a chief justice of the peace. But as far as I know, they all might be Indians. I ain't never saw them, but...
Expect they are, maybe.
Yeah, that might be right. I never had thought about that. But I know when they can't decide something in a regular courtroom, why, then they carry it to them, you know.
Always have their picture took with their graduation outfit on. I know all the pictures I ever saw, they had them things on.
Yeah, them little square hats, yeah. I've saw them, too. Wait a minute. Here they come, Lum and Squire.
Ooh.
Now, that Squire must have let him have the money. I can always tell when Squire's put over a good deal the way he licks his chops. Look at him. Puts me in mind of a hound dog that's just at a pork chop.
Well, I just don't know how to thank you. Abner, shake hands with your partner. Not me. Shake hands with Squire.
Oh, huh?
Squire's your new partner.
Partner?
Yes, sir. I just sold him my half interest in the Jot'em Down store.
Yes, Abner, I just want to tell you how glad I am to be associated with you.
Well, so Squire Skimp has finally finagled his way into the Jot'em Down store. It won't be long now before every one of you, or nearly everyone you meet, rather, will be saying, well, is it hot enough for you? And when it is, that's the time to enjoy the refreshing coolness of a tall, frosty glass of iced Postum. Now, those of you who drink Postum regularly, who enjoy its rich, mellow, satisfying flavor throughout the winter, know that you'll find the same wonderful flavor in iced Postum. To our new friends, may we suggest that you get to know iced Postum this summer. Drink it in the heat of the day and on sultry, breathless evenings. See if it isn't as cooling and refreshing as a dip in a mountain stream. And remember this, Postum contains no caffeine or any other stimulant, so it can't possibly set your nerves on edge, make you sleepless, or give you indigestion. Take my word for it, you won't find a more wholesome, more delicious, more completely satisfying summertime drink than iced Postum. You can prove that by serving iced Postum tomorrow. Next Monday evening, same time and station, Postum will again present Lum and Abner. Meantime, happy weekend. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.